You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Today we start reading from verse 10.
我们从第十节读到二十三节。
Let's read from verse 10 through 23.
我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们试炼我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就试炼我，只是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。腓立比人啊，你们也知道，我出传福音，离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会攻击我。就是我在帖撒罗尼迦，你们也一次两次的打发人供给我的需用，并不求什么馈送，所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因为我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳所喜悦的祭物。我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远，阿们。请问在基督耶稣里的各位圣徒安，在我这里的众弟兄都问你们安，愿圣徒都问你们安，在该撒家里的人特特地问你们安，愿主耶稣基督的恩藏在你们心里。好，我想腓立比书第四章到了结束的时候。
So now we come to the conclusion of the book of Philippians.
我相信保罗还有很多话想跟他们说。
I'm sure Paul still had a lot of words to share with them.
所以他在第八节的时候，他说：“弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。”
That's why he says, "I still have unfinished words."
这个话常常在彼得不是在保罗的书信里面出现。
He often say that.
他常常就觉得。讲没讲够哈
？Because he felt that he hasn't settled enough yet.
因为他对他们心里面充满了爱。
Because his heart was full of love for them.
那今天在这里我们要看到至少三件事情。
So today we ought to see three things.
在这段的里面，保罗讲到基督是他的满足，是基督徒的满足。
First of all, Paul says, "Christ should be our contentment and satisfaction."
那第二个，他讲到基督是我们的富足。
And also, Christ is our riches.
那么中间呢，他。告诉我们，不光他是我们的满足，是我们的富足。
And not only that, he is our contentment and satisfaction and riches.
他也是我们这个人得力的秘诀。
He is also the secret of our strength.
你也可以把它讲成得胜的秘诀。
Or the secret to our victory.
我决定相信，我们都希望在地上过得胜的生活。
I'm sure all of us want to live victorious life in this world.
很多时候我们里面会觉得没有力了。
And sometimes we feel weakness.
你们都太年轻了，不会有这种感觉。我常常有啊。
Maybe you're too young, you don't feel that way, but I often feel powerless.
哎呀，太多该做的没做，就没有力量做了。
There's so much to do, yet I do not have the strength.
太多的事情希望能够得胜，但是发现力量不够。
Many things I want to overcome, but yet I lack the strength.
但是保罗在这里告诉我们那个得力的秘诀。
But yet Paul is telling us the secret to our strength.
你几乎可以看见，在他的书信里面，他是晴朗而出。
You can pretty much tell that in his epistles, he's pouring out himself.
他把他所有得到的启示，得到的。属灵的经历和那个经历的秘诀，几乎都要来告诉我们。
He's trying to tell all of his experience, revelation, and his secrets.
所以他这里刚开始讲到，基督是我们的满足，怎么样子在主里面能够凡事知足。
So first of all, he's trying to share that Christ is our satisfaction, how we can find contentment in Christ.
他说：“我靠主大大的喜乐。”中间那段我们不读了哈。他说：“我无论在什么境况都可以知足。” 他说这是我已经学会了。
So Paul says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord. I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content.
首先我们看到他说我无论在什么情况下都可以知足。
Says he has learned in whatever state that he is in, he will be content.
就是不管是任何的处境。
In whatever circumstances.
所以底下他就举了一些的例子。他说：“我知道怎么样处卑贱，怎么样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏。”
So he gave some examples. He says, "I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Whether I'm hungry or I'm full, abound or suffer needs."
随是随在我都得了秘诀。
Everywhere in all things I have learned.
你发现他前面讲了几个例子就是了。
So he gave some examples.
他表示我们可以继续把这个 list 一直增加的。
So that it means that we can continue on the list of examples.
不管是卑贱或是丰富。
Whether it's abased or abound.
不管是饱足或是饥饿。
Whether full or hungry.
不管是有余或是缺乏。
Or abound or suffer needs.
弟兄姊妹，你底下继续要加的话，你会加什么？
Then you can continue on this list. What would you add?
试着加加看好不好？
Try.
把你目前最大的需要加上去。
Let's add the greatest need that you have right now.
或喜乐或痛苦。
Or whether you are in joy or in sorrow.
或得胜或失败。
Whether you are in victory or you are in failure.
或得意或失望。
Whether you are in prosperity or disappointment.
为什么你可以一直加下去？
You can continue the list.
所以到最后保罗就等于几乎就用一句话包罗万有了。
And finally, he just used one word to summarize.
他叫做随是随在。
He says, everywhere and in all things.
我英文我列了三个 version 给大家参考哈。In any and every situation.
So Pastor, you listen.Three versions for your reference in any and every situation.
Everywhere and all things.
In everywhere and all things.
第三个说了，在所有的处境里面。
In everywhere and in all things.
弟兄姊妹，在这里保罗等于把弄一句包罗万有，随是随在。他说我都得了秘诀了。
So Paul used this statement.Everywhere and everything to conclude, to include all things.
这是第一个让我们看见的哈，就是基督的满足，基督的这个。是充满在任何地方的。
So, it just shows us that the satisfaction from Christ can, is everywhere.
是不受环境影响的哈。
And it does not depend on circumstances.
这是第一件事情。
That is what first.
第二件事情，保罗说：“这是我已经什么学会了。”
Second, we have to see that Paul says, "I have learned."
我不晓得你们读圣经怎么样，好像我读到这些我都很注意的。
Because I don't know about you, I pay attention to these kind of things.
你不要把责任丢给说保罗天生就是一个爱主的人。
So we cannot say that Paul was born that way.
保罗天生就是一个看得开的人。
So he was born a cheerful person.
保罗就是天生一个不在乎什么环境的人。
And then he was born in the like he was carefree that way.
保罗说什么？
But what did Paul say?
我已经学会了。
I have learned.
表示保罗一路上在学习的。
In other words, he has been learning all the way.
表示他也曾经不知道怎么样去处理这些环境。
Which means that there would be a time, there was a time that he didn't know how to handle situations.
他可能曾经在这些环境里面灰心、失望、痛苦过。
I'm sure he was disappointed or despair or suffer from these
circumstances. 但是保罗是一个认真的人。
But yet Paul was a serious man.
不是他没有失败，不是他没有软弱，不是他不会埋怨，他是一路上学习。
It's not that he never failed, he never complained, but he always learned his lessons.
所以学到最后，他能够说我都已经学会了。
He learned to a point that he can say.I have learned.
他说无论在什么情况下我都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。
He says, in whatever state I am in, I have learned to be content.
我现在已经知道怎么处这个处那个，怎么样这样怎样怎样。他说因为在这一切的事上随是随在，我都得了一个秘诀。
That now he can claim that he can be content in any circumstances because he has learned.
这个秘诀不是指接着下面的这个秘诀是讲到他在基督里他得到了满足了。
What he really meant is that in Christ he has found satisfaction and contentment.
就是我无论在什么情况下我都可以知足。
That's why he can say whatever state he was in he could be content.
弟兄姊妹，这个今天就来到一个很实际上我们现在的处境哈。
Now it becomes a very practical lesson for us.
我曾经在前面几讲的时候也很诚恳地问过大家，也问我自己。
In my previous messages, I have sincerely asked people and asked myself too.
不管是问说我们活得喜乐吗，或是我们活得踏实吗？
Whether it's are we joyful? Are we fulfilled? Do we feel satisfied?
或者我们问自己，我们活得满足吗？
Are we satisfied?
那如果没有的话，是什么原因没有？
If we our answer is no, why not?
我们不要停在表面上的那种层次，那种的感觉，那种的情绪里面。
Let us not stay at the superficial level of emotions.
我相信问大家是不是对人生 100% 百分百的满意，我很多人都没有办法举手的。
I'm sure if we are asked, are you 100% satisfied with your life? I'm sure a lot of us would not say yes.
我相信我问弟兄姊妹说，你是不是常常会被一些不满意的情绪会来袭击或是控制，我相信很多人会举手的。
If I ask if anyone who is being often being controlled or affected by emotions or circumstances, I'm sure a lot of us will say yes.
就像我前一阵子引用过的那个弟兄讲的，他说肤浅是这个世代的咒诅。
Just as recently I have quoted a brother and says superficiality is actually the curse of this generation.
我们就停在这里了。
Because we just stay at this level.
我对我的工作不满意。
I'm not satisfied with my life.
我对我的教会不满意。
I'm not satisfied with my job or my
church. 我对我的家庭不满意。
I'm not satisfied with my family.
我对我整个人生不满意。
I'm not satisfied with my life.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们却缺少了更深的一层来问自己。
But yet we do not go deeper to ask ourselves.
为什么不满意？
Why are we not satisfied?
地上的人不满意，我们可以了解。
Yes, we can understand when people in this world are not satisfied.
那为什么我们是神的儿女，我们还是不满意？
But yet, we being the children of God, how come we're still not satisfied?
所以不久以前，我忘了是在哪一次聚会，耶稣们他们带的挑的那首诗歌《有你够了》啊，就是以利沙带的这首诗歌。
Not long ago, I think Pastor Nancy led a song, El Shaddai. Yeah, El Shaddai.
有你够了。
That it's sufficient to have you.
大卫也说：“主啊，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。”
Just like David says, "Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good things."
那我们有没有想过，就是如果我们跟主的关系不正常的话
？Have we ever thought about that?If our relationship with the Lord is not right,
这是我们一切不满足、不快乐的原因。
That would be the cause of all of our unhappiness and dissatisfaction.
所以上个礼拜保罗说，应当一无挂虑。
But last week we studied that Paul says, "Do not be anxious about anything."
那就是这种 anxious, worry, anxiety 是不应该有的。
So we should not have anxiety or worries.
那几乎是不可能的事情。
But it sounds so impossible to us.
但是圣经上不会把不可能的事情来要求我们。
But yet the Bible will not tell us to do something that is impossible.
所以我们真正的领会，正确的领会应该是这个样子，就是当我们碰到 anxiety, 碰到 worry, 碰到 fear, 这些焦虑，这些不安，这些害怕，这些软弱失败发生的时候。
Therefore, our true understanding, our correct understanding of God's words is that whenever we have worries or anxieties,
要借着祷告、祈求和感谢来遇见这位听祷告的神。
Through prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, we ought to pray and meet the Lord.
借着祷告来遇见这位听祷告的神。
Encounter the Lord through prayers.
借着祈求来遇见这位全能的神，把我的重担卸给他，因为他说他顾念我。
Through supplication, we get to meet this awesome and almighty God, and we can cast our cares to him because he cares for us.
借着感恩来遇见这位恩典的主，他说他的恩典够我用。
Through thanksgiving, we can meet this Lord of grace because he promised that his grace is sufficient for us.
所以不是我们不能有难处，我们一定有难处的。
So it's not that we will not have difficulties. Of course, we will have hardships and difficulties.
不是我们不会忧虑，我们一定会忧虑的。
It's not that we will never worry. Of course, we will worry.
不是我们不会软弱失败，我们常常软弱失败的。
It's not that we will never fail or encounter weaknesses. Of course, we will fail.
但是保罗在这里为我们开的路，借着祷告，借着祈求。借着感谢来遇见这位伟大的神。
But yet Paul is indicating a way to us that through supplication, prayers with thanksgiving, we can meet this Lord who answers our prayers.
借着祷告、祈求和感谢，被我们被摆在基督里。
And through prayers, supplications, and thanksgiving, we are placed once again in Christ.
所以当我们真这么做的时候，他说神所赐出人意外的平安必要在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
So when we do that, he promised that the peace from God will guard our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus.
解决难处不是主要的目的和方法，被带到基督里才是神要做的事情。
To resolve our issues is not the main goal of God, but to bring us back to Christ. That is the goal.
挪到礁石不是常常不是神工作的方法，水涨高十尺才是神做工的方法。
God's way oftentimes is not just to remove the obstacles, but to lift us up to a higher ground.
所以当我们真被带到基督里的时候，你就发现有一个出人意外的平安，你想都没想到的，他来 guard。来看守我们的心怀意念。
Therefore, when we are brought back in Christ, there will be a peace that's beyond our understanding, will guard our heart and mind.
就算问题没解决，就算礁石没挪去，我的生命改变了，我跟主的关系改变了，水涨高了。
Yes, our issues might not have been resolved and our obstacles are still there, but yet our relationship with the Lord has been changed and corrected, and we are lifted to a higher ground.
原来的 anxiety, 原来的 fear, 原来的软弱失败的 shame, 统统被出人意外的平安取代了。
This peace that surpassing all understanding will replace our anxieties, fears, and shames.
因为水涨高了。
Because we are being lifted up.
同样的经文弄在今天是一样的原则，我们会碰到缺乏，会碰到贫穷，会碰到我们不足，很多的问题在我们的生活中。
The same application is here today, that when we will encounter lacking, insufficiency, and needs.
但是保罗说，我随时随在我得的秘诀，就是我无论在什么情况，我都可以知足，我在基督里找到了满足。
Then Paul says that in whatever state that he is in, he could be content because he has found satisfaction.In Christ.
当我真得到主的时候，我真的说主有你够了。
Because when we truly obtain the Lord, we can say, Lord, it is enough. You are enough for me.
当我们没有办法讲这句话的时候，那个不能够让我们讲这句话的原因，就是我们愁苦、失败、痛苦的原因。
If we cannot say this, it's probably because there is something that's causing us to be worried and anxiety.
所以我觉得保罗在这里真的是把一样非常宝贵的路都告诉我们。
Therefore, Paul is showing us a precious path.
我在说没有一样贵重的、有价值的，不管是艺术品，不管是操练，是习惯，是任何的美德，没有不需要花代价的。
Let me say it again. There's nothing that's precious, whether it's costly or like good habit or something precious that would not cost something.
你们听我弹吉他，跟那些真正学过、苦练过吉他的人弹的，就是不一样。
Yeah, it does make a difference when I play the guitar or someone who has practiced many years to play guitar.
因为我从来没学过吉他。
Because I never learned it.
我只是觉得五根弦谁不会拨
？I just thought who it looks very easy. Who cannot play guitar?
对不对？钢琴那么多键，谁不会这样子拉一条线
？Who doesn't know how to play piano? Just press the keys.
但是你把一个谱放在上来的时候，我就猛插插，我就不行了。
But then, if you put a music sheet in front of me, then I don't know anything about it.
然后一个一个上来，你就知道谁是练过的了。
Then, when people play, then you know who has practiced, who has learned.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗这些的操练、这些的属灵的基本拳脚，这些最重要不可少的东西，都是他学会的。
So Paul has learned through practice these very fundamental lessons.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一起加油。
So all we all have to learn it too.
都在基督的学校做门徒。
We are all students in the school of Christ.
有这么荣耀的应许。
Because it's such glorious promise.
有这么多美好的见证人在我们旁边。
And all these beautiful and wonderful testimonies around us.
有这么多属灵的同伴，我们一起学哈。
We have so many spiritual companions.
第二个，他讲到基督是我得力的秘诀。
Second, is Christ is the secret to our strength.
他不仅仅讲到基督是我的满足。
Not only that, Christ is our satisfaction.
他是基督是我得力的秘诀。
And Christ is also the secret how I can gain strength.
中文说，我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
Because it says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
但英文我比较喜欢它的味道。他说 ，I can do all things.Through him, 或者 through Christ, 是要透过他，我可以做所有的事情。
Yes, through Christ, through him, I can do all things.
并不是他只是在外面加我一点力量而已。
It's not that he will give me some strength from the hour.
而是他在我的里面成为了我的生命和力量。
But he became our strength, our life from within.
就跟我现在要抬一个200磅的东西。
Like for example, I want to lift up something that's 200 pounds.
我会非常辛苦哈。
It will take me. It will be very hard for me.
结果旁边的弟兄看到了，跑过来。Give me a hand, 对不对？帮我抬起来。
So another brother will come and give me a hand, and together we lift this up.
或者我扶的一个东西已经扶不住了，他们弄手压在我的手上，给我力量。
Or maybe I was supporting something and I couldn't hold it anymore, and someone else will come and help me.
帮助我可以挡住那个水要从破口冲出来，帮我一起挡。
So maybe they will come together and help to stop the water from flowing.
跟真正是我里面的力量，我能够举起来1000磅都没有问题，那是不一样的。
But this is very different from if I have this strength from within that I can lift up 100.
所以我们不是在这里要再聚会的说主啊，你给我力量，让我可以带。
So it's not like whenever we have to lead Bible study, we pray, Lord, please give me strength so that I can lead.
保罗不做这样子的祷告的。
Paul never prayed that way.
保罗是在这里宣告主，你就是我的力量。
But instead, Paul claims that, Lord, you are my strength.
因为你在我的里面。
Because you live within me.
而这个力量。
And this strength
是远超过执政的、掌权的、主治的、有名的，一切天上的、地上的都超过了。
And this strength surpasses all the names in heaven and all the principalities and powers.
这是以弗所书3:20说的，神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
And that is what actually says in Ephesians chapter 3:20 that.God can accomplish far beyond what we can imagine or think, according to the strength that is at work within us.
那个东西不是在外面的，是在里面的。
So actually, it's not something outward, but inside.
而且不仅仅在里面，保罗说神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大力。
So it's not just within us, but actually this power is actually at work right now.
我几十年前看那个《天路历程》哈，这个。
Many years ago, I read the book The Pilgrim's Progress.
那个本人约翰这本名著哈，这个。
It's a famous book by John Bunyan.
我们看的那个 version， 它常常有时候会有插图的。
So the version I read actually sometimes have pictures.
大概的故事讲到那个天路客有一天经过一个地方。
I remember one episode. This Christian one day passed through a place.
他看到那个墙上的那个油灯。撒旦在那边一直浇火，一直浇火，要让这个火扑灭。
是浇水还是浇火？
一个油灯在那边烧的。撒旦在浇水。对不起，我刚刚讲什么？
浇火。
啊，对不起，我早上4点多就起来了，再也没睡着。
Okay, yeah, Pastor, you didn't have enough sleep last night. Okay, so
加水。
So this Christian saw an oil lamp on the wall, and Satan kept on pouring.Water on the lamp, try to put it out.
水加上去了，火好像小了，但是又起来，又起来。
So whenever Satan pours water, it seems like it was about to be put out, and then the flame will.
撒旦就一直想浇，但是火一直没灭。
So then Satan just continued pouring water, but then the flame was never put out.
他很好奇，回到墙后面才看到主耶稣在那里一直加油。
So this Christian was very curious. So he got behind the wall and he saw that Jesus was keeping adding oil to the lamp.
我怎么样子让我的见证能够持续呢？
How can I make my testimony last?
我怎么样让我的人生充满光明？
How can I make my life full of light?
我怎么样子能够活出神在我身上给我的托付和期望呢？
How can I fulfill the commission that the Lord has committed me?
我怎么样能够胜过仇敌一直在我身上做的破坏的工作，要来摧毁的工作呢？
How can I ever overcome and ever be victorious against the destruction work of the enemy?
凭着我们自己早就灭了。
By ourselves, we would be perished long ago.
但是保罗说 ，I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
But yet Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
基督在我里面成为我的力量。
Christ has become my strength within me.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet.Please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.